Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Caltrans announced today that it has allocated more than $13 billion to improve roads across the state. In Humboldt County, that means more than $16 million has been allocated for two projects, $14 million for improvements to the safety corridor between Eureka and Arcata, and $2 million for maintenance of the bridge spans between Eureka and Samoa. The work on the corridor is not related to local proposals to drastically change the corridor by closing intersections and raising the speed limit, as Caltrans spokesman Phil Frisby explains.
This is a separate project. This is just maintaining the existing road surface.
Major road projects always tie up traffic and make commutes a bit more difficult, but the corridor work will not begin right away.
Well, right now we're looking at that's probably going to be going out to construction next spring, so probably spring of 2013.
Other funds have been allocated to Mendocino County as well. Just under $4 million will be used for minor projects in that area. Congressman Mike Thompson issued a statement following the Supreme Court's ruling today that provisions of the Affordable Care Act are constitutional. Thompson said, "Today's ruling by the Supreme Court is a victory for all Americans. The historic health care reform legislation passed by Democrats in Congress is saving money and saving lives. Seniors are paying less at the pharmacy counter. Insurance companies can no longer discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions or women who became pregnant. Millions of Americans can rest assured that if they get sick, they won't have their health coverage dropped." Opponents of the bill had hoped the Supreme Court would overrule the individual mandate that requires each citizen to purchase health insurance and, in essence, declare the entire Health Care Act unconstitutional. Eureka City Manager David Tyson will retire at the end of the year, but before he does, the College of the Redwoods will honor him at the 9th Annual Athletics Dinner and Sport Auction in August. Redwoods announced today that Tyson, who is a CR alum and was a member of the Redwoods swimming team in the 1970s, will be the featured speaker at the event. The annual fundraiser has become a staple for Redwoods athletics, and at last year's dinner and auction, the school raised more than $20,000 for the athletic department. And a reminder from the city of Arcata, motorists should be on the alert that paving on some city streets began today. Crews are paving 17th Street between Q and Alliance, and the work is scheduled to go on till 9 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, work crews will pave James Road from Zender Avenue to Bay School Road, so be prepared for traffic detours and lane closures. And a reminder that the Eureka Police Department will conduct a driver's license and sobriety checkpoint tomorrow night. Statistics from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration point out that DUI checkpoints are an effective tool in removing impaired drivers from the roadway and yield considerable cost savings while also helping keep down the number of fatalities and injuries due to DUI collisions. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been a busy week for the Fortuna City Council. Earlier this week, the council passed its budget for the upcoming fiscal year. And yesterday, the council announced it had hired a city manager to replace the retiring Dwayne Riggi, whose last day is Saturday. Riggi Candelario comes to Fortuna from Santa Barbara County, and Riggi thinks the council made a good choice.
I feel comfortable with that the city is in good hands, and I know the council feels the same way, and they expressed it at the meeting, is that having, once they were able to have Loretta say yes, as the interim, they had some of the pressure of having that agreement signed off of them, but now they have some real continuity here and are really looking forward to his arrival, and rightfully so.
Between July 1st and September 1st, when Candelario takes over, Loretta Nicholas will serve as the interim city manager, a task she's looking forward to.
But it's a perfect time to go in and hang out in Fortuna for a while and get to know the community. It's one community I haven't spent much time in. I love the city council and all the employees.
Nicholas will help the transition as Candelario begins to learn a new city and a new area. And according to Riggi, the city is in good shape, and that transition should be a smooth one. And that's the news on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.